This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheehan is joining us. Offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. It's always a pleasure being on your show, buddy.
You know, for those who haven't heard, Rich Sheehan has been to the farm. We spent some time together, and we've walked the farm here in Missouri. And it's always great to be with you, Rich. And you know, I was thinking, I heard a story a couple days ago about two people I know in the East Coast, and one of them works in the financial district in or around New York City. And he and his dad are making a special trip. They're going to the mountains in Utah, and they're going to be snowboarding. And it's a really fun time for them. They're going snowboarding, and they're going to hop on an airplane and, you know, fly all the way out there and, you know, 4,000 miles round trip or so, and they're looking forward to it. It's a big deal for them. Well, let's contrast that to, you can do that pretty much any time in the winter you feel like it when there's snow, right, if you wanted to. And what I've heard said about Rich Sheehan is, wow, he's really got it great, because he lives in a cabin. He's out there in the wilderness. He can hunt and he can fish, and he's really kind of left alone. He can do what he wants. He's really got it made. And let's talk about why that is. How'd that happen, Rich? Did you just win the lottery, or did you plan for it?
Well, you know, the book really tells the story in the title, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. I grew up in the metropolitan area of New York City. My dream was to live off the land. I love nature. My mistress is Mother Nature. And I just love it. Everything to do with the outdoors, not just hunting and fishing, but edible medicinal plants. I give tours on this. We live with an Amish made wood cook stove where the fire is going right now to heat the cabin, because we have no push button technology outside of the solar array that's outside, because we make our own energy. So we hunt our own meat, catch our own fish, and can everything. We live without a freezer, no interior pipes, no hot water heater, no pressure tank. And that's how we do it, because that's what I chose to do, is to try to control my own destiny, because I've had so many issues with political correctness and affirmative action quotas that attorneys even told me I don't have any restitution or rights because I am a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name. I know it sounds satirical, but we're in an era of life, and hopefully Trump will change this, where we've literally handed over common sense and logic to political correctness and corruption. So the bottom 93% of Americans, where the poor and the middle class has melded together, can no longer control their own destiny events. So this is why I choose to live this way.
And I applaud you for doing so. And you and I were talking about this off the air yesterday. And I mentioned that there are very few of us who live like this. Now, of course, I do have some push-button technology. We've got, you know, a dishwasher and so forth, and a washing machine, and we've got water at the turn of a faucet lever. pressurized water system. We raise animals, and, you know, it's a different lifestyle, but we are as independent as we'd like to be at the moment. However, we're working on a path of being more independent. Now, in order to do this, Rich Sheban, it took some planning on your part, right? It took some planning on our part. We just didn't walk into this. We just didn't say, you know what? I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to keep working. I don't need an income. Heck, it doesn't work like that. You have to plan for this, and you have to save, and you have to scrimp, and you have to be pretty thrifty for a while, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You have to live below your means, not at your means. And most people live above their means. It's really important to know the fine lines between needs and wants. Money is not just money in the bank, but it's a wood pile that's dry. It's food storage. It's the ability to have a little gasoline to run my generator to get water out of my well. You know, there's different perspectives regarding natural resource to human, the human population ratio that really makes a difference in this lifestyle. But everything needs to be planned. And you know what? If any of you who are listening read the story of my book, you know, even though I've always wanted to do this, this was thrust upon me. I was forcefully retired. And I got into a situation where I couldn't control my own destiny for a short period of time. And if I wasn't out of debt and didn't have these plans in place, I'd be totally screwed. So in today's society, because it's an aristocracy serfdom relationship, it's not a left-right paradigm. People know this now. And controlling one's own destiny is the challenge. You have to have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, D, E, F, G, because plan A's just don't work out in life. And this is why you have to have the backup, Vince.
I agree. And now, when you moved to Montana, did you move there because you had friends and you said, you know what, I like Jim and Bob and Sue and Mary and, I've known them for years and I just want to be their neighbors? Or did you just find the ideal place, ferret out, you know, that place through logic and research, economics and value, and settle on that place without knowing many people or anyone?
Well, it was a combination of a bunch of things, which creates the balance in life that I always try to achieve. I was living in a roach-infested trailer in a trailer park in New York City. I handed in the keys to my company car, the generic pharmaceutical company I was working for, and I told them I'm going to move to the Northern Rockies to pursue my dream in the outdoors. So to basically make that pencil, when I sold my trailer, I realized I couldn't afford equity on the East Coast because of time leverage reasons and the increased cost and the interest rates at the time. So I moved to Western Montana, and I got my third college degree at the University of Montana. I was an unconventional student, or whatever you call somebody who was older in your upper 20s, but I got my last degree, and I got back into the pharmaceutical industry. So when I was buying my time and looking for my plan B's in life, if you will, I was trying to be productive and get that extra degree and while I had work experience as well. So that's the route that I took. And sometimes you just gotta knock on doors. You just never know what plan B or C or D is going to arise, and you got to take advantage of the opportunity. And that's one of the things I think we're going to talk about today is the economy, which is definitely not in the favor of the middle class, Vince.
Well, let's talk about that now. Talk about what your take on the economy is. I can tell you that I just got off doing a one-hour broadcast with Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia, and we were talking about just how much it takes in farm animals, raising farm animals, to pay taxes just on a tractor and a trailer. It takes 80 acres in her neck of the woods to pay, you know, to raise farm animals, sheep, in order to sell them and take all the money that is received from the sheep just to pay the taxes. It's not sustainable for a lot of people. And it's not sustainable here, right? I'm trying to think of a single farmer I know who doesn't have a job in order to keep the farm. Seriously. It's getting tougher and tougher for those of us in the middle class, and I blame that squarely on Barry and the Bandits and his predecessors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, the last administration was definitely a demolition team. I mean, I just read an article this morning where he gave $220 million to Palestine in the last hours of his presidency. You know, it's pretty obvious that his allegiance and alliance was not to the American people, especially the bottom 93%. In fact, his alliance was to create distractions, dumb down, and divide the American people by group because he was bought and paid for by the aristocracy or the globalist. And I'm not the first one saying that. And as I described him in my book, his legacy will be the great divider. So that being said, going back to your initial question, Vince, the first thing we have to realize is that the six corporations who are controlled by the elitists, powers that be, the powers that be, the powers that shouldn't be, the neocons, you know, there's 15, 20 labels, they hold the narrative, they control the narrative for the purpose of basically fueling the addiction of the top few percent who have an addiction to power, money, and control. And they hold the microphone. And that's one of the reasons why alternative media, or the new media, as I prefer to call it, like yourself, is so successful these days, because there's no credibility from the old media, and it's very obvious that they have been bought and paid for by the big money. So when you look at where the big money are putting their investments, they're putting their investments into, and this should scare the daylights out of everybody. I read several hours every day. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just telling you that I'm pretty up to date on what's going on with the economy, and all I read about is robotics, automation, and AI. And I'm not talking about artificial insemination. I'm talking about artificial intelligence. And when this comes to fruition in mass, we're going to have so many layoffs, folks. There's going to be so few jobs, it will not be funny, okay? We're heading towards an endgame situation, and I'm hoping President Trump can do something about this. And I hope his people are listening to programs like this, where we can have a guardian of the middle class and go back to self-sufficiency. And that's some of the ideas and solutions I'll talk about towards the end of the show if we have time. But what I want to do, Vince, is just talk about some of the issues that are facing us to put my ideas and solutions in context after the break.
Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. You can buy his book on amazon.com, offgridmontana.com. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Rich, at your website, you say the collapse of civilization is a fun place to visit in the movies like Apocalypse Z or books like Alas, Babylon, but I wouldn't want to live there. I totally agree with you. And you say that we've got some issues facing us. Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm just going to address what you just said. I don't remember that being on my website, Vince. I'm just wondering if...
It says, one man's journey off the grid and on target, one man's response to political correctness.
What, is this say one New York man's journey to off-grid living?
It says...
My website is offgridmontana.com. And see,
yes, where I am.
Okay. Well, let me just address what we're talking about right now, folks, because you mentioned my book, you mentioned Amazon. We're in a technocracy, folks. Censorship, surveillance, the powers that be are doing everything to make sure my information doesn't get out to the public. In fact, I have a book here in my hand, Vince, where my table of contents and my introductory chapter hasn't even been printed in the book that I paid for. Okay? This is what people are finding. They've deleted 5-star reviews on my website. They've disallowed hundreds of them. They said my book was out of stock. They've misspelled my book title. I had an Amazon employee call me once and say that the powers that be are not going to do everything in their power to censor this book. It's getting to the point where you got to be careful what you read on the website, even if it's from a trusted source or even in a book. You know, I've had who knows how many people who have bought my book electronically. what kind of stuff has been added in there or deleted, especially. This is what the times that we live in. I mean, folks, there's so much technology out there. The technocracy, you can go on my website and probably listen to me on a radio show, and I bet the powers that be have literally taken my voice and made me say things that I actually didn't say. That's where we are today, and this is why you got to verify and look at multiple sources and read and research. It's imperative. Now, Vince, if it's okay with you, I wouldn't mind going back to the economy and just putting this in context, because I know we have limited time.
Sure. And by the way, that quote was from a response to someone posted on your website, Frank Miele, the Daily Interlake.
One of my book reviews from the big paper here in Northwest Montana. Yes. Okay. I'll buy that. Okay. Okay. So, Vince, if it's okay, I'm just going to put a few things in context. First of all, folks, our country is run off of debt and credit. Okay. Our debt, the last administration raised the debt to almost $20 trillion. Credit bubble, everything's drying up. Everything's a bubble. Real estate, commercial, malls are selling for $100. We have a bubble in the stock market, the bond market, the dollar, lowest home ownership rate for over 60 years since people were living on farms and they stayed home longer. 4 to 6% of people are self-employed. In other words, folks, we have a fascist system. That's why the regulations and lobbying are up. Hopefully Trump can do something about that. We have the big corporate oligarchies in bed who have married big government, and they're doing everything in their possible to keep Biden 93% as slaves. If you look at population demographics from an economic standpoint, 40% of people can't come up with $500. 50% can't come up with $1,000, and 69% have less than $1,000 in savings, folks. The middle class is not only melding with the poor, but they're paying the poor's bills. Okay, the debts that are accruing from illegal immigration, refugees, the middle class is paying the bulk of this. And you look at our savings rate, you look at all government statistics and phony. I can do a show, Vince, for 2 hours on government statistics from CPI, inflation rate, to GDP, to debt ratio, you name it, it's all fake and phony. I mean, do you really believe unemployment rate is less than 5% when we have almost 100 million people?
Oh. No,
almost a third of the country out of the workforce? Hell no.
No, of course not.
CEOs and central banks are buying back stocks for years now. Central banks are out of ideas. And we'll talk more after the break, Vince.
Okay. And I'll share with you a short story, a 30-second story about something that happened to me yesterday where I saw in full force the decline in the economy to a very serious state. Rich Sheehan, I'll be right back.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Shevens with us. So, Rich, I had a chance to take a senior citizen to a doctor's appointment. And while I was waiting in the waiting room, I happened to be in the waiting room of a pulmonary clinic. And a woman was wheeled in, and I saw patient after patient in just terrible condition, terrible, terrible physical shape, overweight, on oxygen, oxygen canisters, oxygen generators. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. And so this one woman, younger than I, said, "I'm sorry, I can't afford my medication." So when we talk about, you know, the economy doing well, and we hear the lies that Barry used to tell about, you know, the economy doing really well, he's absolutely lying to us. And there's a post on CNBC right now, and as well as many other sites, about the homeownership dropping to the lowest level since 1965. And CNBC says that, here's the title of the post, Millennials cause homeownership rate to drop to lowest level since 1965. Millennials didn't cause it. Millennials have been poorly educated. They've been poorly supervised. And there aren't many opportunities for them to become gainfully employed. I mean, who's looking forward to flipping burgers? Not too many people that I know. I mean, I did when I was younger. You know, in high school, I thought having a job was kind of a neat thing. I didn't flip burgers, but I did make sub sandwiches. And what I'm saying is we have left them behind in education. We've left them behind in job opportunities. And now we've created all kinds of problems for us as well as them. And the economy is in absolute shambles as far as I can tell.
And robotics, automation, and AI is going to make less job availability for the masses, and
yes.
That's the direction that I'm moving to regarding the ideas, solutions, and suggestions. Now, going back to the central banks, this Keynesian economic idea of changing money supply, especially increasing money supply and creating inflation, just eats away at what's left the middle class dollar value. Demographics, which you just touched on regarding from the millennials to the baby boomers, in our situation with the baby boomers retiring by the thousands per day, you know, you would think that opportunities would arise in jobs for the millennials. But so many jobs have gone overseas. They've been taught to have a poor work ethic. They've been socially indoctrinated into colleges. The debt is so high. I mean, there's over $1 trillion of debt in colleges and credit cards and in auto loans, and we're heading towards another subprime mortgage catastrophe. So the debt that these kids have coming out of school, where 90% of the college degrees are worthless, is eliminating their availability of creating time leverage on their assets because they got to be renters to pay off the debt that they've incurred through other things like school. Political correctness has really taken a lot of job overseas because you have affirmative action, you have rewarding mediocrity for decade after decade after decade, you have a joke in the hallway or a compliment on somebody's attire, and they go to HR and contact lawyers. How the hell can a company compete in a supply and demand market in that situation? We don't have supply and demand. We don't have free markets. Fundamentals, markets, everything is gone. Central banks are buying debt, housing, businesses, governments. This is a very, very dangerous thing when the central banks start owning the world. And this is why the powers that be are distracting, dumbing down, and dividing us by groups. And this is why I always say, as one of my mottos, we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for every individual on American soil. But we don't. We have a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on victim group status. It's got to stop. And you look at interest rates. My God, talk about teetering on a cliff. If interest rates go up just a couple of percent, emerging markets, done. Housing, done. The refi industry is already toast just from the 25% basis points that Yellen did in December. Look at the kids living at home. I mean, we could talk about this issue for two shows.
Okay, hold on just a second. You're talking about kids living at home.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days ago, there was a young man who came over to the farm. And he's about 25 years old, and he's been working ever since he got out of high school. And my son knows him. And I asked my son, what's his place like? He said, well, I asked him about his furniture. He said, well, his furniture consists of one futon. One futon. That's all he had. So he was over here at the farmhouse, and I said, hey, you got room in your truck for some chairs? I had some chairs in the studio that I bought from a hotel remodeling. Really nice, I mean, really nice chairs. Well made. And had a recliner. So He's got the recliner and four chairs. That's what we're talking about. That's how bad things are. So a young man working from high school to age 25 has got a futon. He was so proud of himself because he and I talked months ago, and we talked about preparing and things. And what he does is he goes to the store and he buys a package of bologna and a loaf of bread. And he says, that's good. That's good. That's good for a whole week. That's America today. I'm not exaggerating. And he's a nice guy. I love this guy. This is what we have allowed to happen in our country. Now, some of us have spoken up about it, and we've exposed Barry and the Bandits. This is what has happened.
Well, because of political correctness, we don't reward hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications anymore. You get a job and keep a job, and even sue based on what group you're in. And that's why attorneys told me I didn't have the right to sue with what happened to me when I had spinal stenosis and nerve damage. I asked for a part-time job share, and my company, GlaxoSmithKline, told me it was for women only. And my attorneys told me that I don't have enough group self-pity points. So no attorney, I talked to 30 different attorneys. Nobody would really take my case. You know, it's gotten to the point where, again, we've traded in common sense and logic for political correctness and corruption. It has nothing to do with these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, this accountability. This is all BS. These words have been hijacked by definition to use as a tool to divide the American people by groups. So what we need to do, Vince, is talk more about ideas and solutions for the people like your young friend there who's living on a futon. Okay? All the, you know, there's going to be always negative connotations with anything to do with self-sufficiency. You're going to be called a prepper. You're going to be called a survivalist. But you've got to remember, folks, the top wealthy people who control the six corporations and the media, who control the central banks, the big banks, the corporate oligarchies and big government, these are the biggest hoarders in the world. Not just wealth here and cash in there in some hole somewhere. But they have money overseas. They have they're the biggest hoarders of gold and silver. They're the biggest hoarders of food. So when they're calling you a hoarder for trying to be self-sufficient and to try to prep a little bit, okay, they are hypocrites and not practicing what they preach. And that's one of the reasons I always talk about practice what you preach laws. So in the realm of self-sufficiency, let's take your young friend that you just discussed. Let's say he bought a piece of land with other people. Okay, maybe an older couple, and they can hold the paper, and he could, you know, besides paying back the loan, he can pay back in labor. It's time to think outside the box, folks. Alternative energy, gardening. I mean, GMO foods, they're eliminating all the antioxidants in the food, which means all the things that fight cancer and tumors and give you nutrition is being genetically engineered out of the food. This is the time to be self-sufficient. Whether you raise animals or hunt and fish, we need to relearn the 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology. Now, we all know that I live off the grid. We talked about that today. But I have electronics in my solar array, okay, my trimeter, my DC disconnect, my inverter charger, my batteries, everything is electronic. So I use 21st century technology, but I am relearning the 19th century skills that I can dovetail with new technology, which gives me more self-sufficiency and preparedness. And I think what I talked about in the book in chapter 15, if Trump is listening, we need self-sufficiency preparedness schools all around the nation. Now, Vince, there's so many wild cards. You know, we can talk about economy and ideas and solutions and suggestions for many shows. I'm trying to throw everything in to this 1 hour. But, again, the elite has an addiction to power, money, and control. And all these wild cards, are we going to go into a deflationary, stagflationary, hyperinflationary? What about the money printing? What about the bail-ins and the QEs and the stimulus package, or the bailouts, I should say? Or in the bail-ins, the negative interest rates, confiscation, electronic money is going to be an end for cash. You know, if that happens, there's a dagger in the back of the remaining middle class because there's going to be no accountability for banks. What about silver and gold? There's a reason why they call the COMEX the CRIMEX. What about cryptocurrencies? What about the world reserve currency, which is our dollar? What about all the bubbles that we talked about? Folks, we can't keep saying, what's the Fed and the IMF going to do? There's no rule of law in this country. Rule of law is only based on what group you're in this country, okay? We need to start getting together and talk about what are we going to do? What is the poor and the middle class going to do? What's the bottom 93% of the people going to do? We have to get off our asses and stop watching television and the iPhone, which the average American is spending 7 to 8 hours a day on. We need to start reading and researching and sharing information and getting on the horn, getting on the radio, writing books, giving talks, and trying to give ideas and solutions and suggestions to the American people. And I think it's time to think outside the box, and we can't just rely on brain strategy and a plan of action. We have to have guts. We have to have say things that the powers that be do not want to hear. We have to make the government productive and create light at the end of the tunnel programs and reward the people who pay taxes, pay back their loans, pay back their debt. That's...
Yep. And I can tell you what this young person is going to be doing. He's going to be moving back home. He's going to be moving back home because being out on his own, trying to buy a house, a fixer-upper, it's too expensive. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've failed in many, many ways, and I just give you a couple examples. You know, well, you've been to the farmhouse, and we've had some roundtable discussions in the kitchen with some really, really bright people. I'm talking about Matt Stein and Rick Miller and John Stettmiller, and so a lot of us have been around the kitchen. Aaron Dakins, I mean, a whole bunch of us. Ed Marvini. Anyway, so I've worked with the Industrial Development Authority here in our county, and they threw me out trying to get them to understand that we need to work together. I've met with the Lions Club. They had it with me because I talked to them about preparedness and for our little village. And they said, geez, you know, just give him 2 minutes, no more than 2 minutes, because we're sick of hearing him. So I left the Lions Club. I've had meetups for over 5 years, every week teaching people how to do all kinds of things, almost everything they need to know how to do. I had in great speakers. I mean, I'm talking about brilliant people, Norm Shealy, Joel Wallach. Just so many of our instructors have been instructing at the meetups. I couldn't get them to work together. And the expos. And I think about the expos, and this woman came up to me, and she said, bags. And I said, bags? She said, bags. I said, bags. You need a bag? And she said, yeah. Yeah, I need a bag. And I said, ma'am, this is a preparedness expo. If you thought you needed a bag, you should have brought one with you. She expected us to provide bags, handing out people, you know, giving them bags so they can pick up whatever they decided to purchase or carry along with them. What I'm saying is it's really tough to get people to prepare for their own survival. Are you experiencing the same thing in your neck of the woods?
Well, first of all, I want to commend you on everything that you've done, Vince, because I'm well aware of everything that you've done for your community and the American people. You are a true patriot. So that being said, I think all we can do is just keep trying. I mean, there's a lot of things that people say, oh, that'll never happen. But yet, look at people, you know, Donald Trump, he got elected. That was never going to happen. You know, right. Look at all the middle-class bailouts to the banks and Wall Street and all the big corporate oligarchies. Why can't the American people demand that if we do have negative interest rates, it shouldn't be for middle-class confiscation of funds, but it should be to give cash back from the banks that we've bailed out to the people who take out loans? Why can't the American middle class get together and say, hey, let's vote on hoarding wealth? How much wealth should the average should all these wealthy Americans have who have funded both ends of the wars, who are funding the protests like the George Soros and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds?
Yeah, his real name is George Schwartz. His real name is George Schwartz.
Mm. So, you know, I think that conversations like this, radio shows like yours, and I definitely feel that people are waking up and people are fed up and people want to create plan B's and C's. And what I would love Donald Trump to do, if anybody's listening in his cabinet, we need middle-class representation. We've never really had it. He needs to appoint, not a czar. You know, if he wants to increase his cabinet, I'm not a proponent of increased government regs or increased government anything because it's so corrupt. But one thing would be really good is a middle-class guard or guardian of the people.
That would be the faculty and a class of USA Preparers. That would be his best shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Absolutely. Serious. I'm talking about you, Rick Miller, Joey, Matt Stein, Joel Wallach. I mean, there's one in every category almost. I think that would be awesome. Mike Ma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So all we can do is give ideas, solutions, and suggestions to the people. We have to make the people draw a line in the sand, have zero tolerance for political correctness, and say, I want to control my own destiny, whether it be food, water, jobs. You know, we're in a position where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter in America for getting a job, keeping a job, or even getting restitution or rights, for personal rights, for rule of law. This all has to change. I'm hoping Trump will change it, but he can't do it alone, folks. Everybody needs to pick up the microphone, challenge the narrative from the six corporations that are controlling all the talking points, and we have to speak up. Vince, thanks for having me on the show, buddy.
Right, you are. I couldn't agree more. We haven't been represented for decades. We've been left, stomped on, taxed into oblivion, oppressed. And it's time that changes, like pronto. Rich Even, thanks so much. One New York man's journey out to Montana, offgridmontana.com. Thank you so much, Rick. Class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.